Hello, and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media of South Central PA. I'm Raymond Galker. I'll be your host today. We're going to spend the next half an hour or so, maybe less, but we're going to be talking to some individuals that make our community a better place to live. And we have with us representatives from the Upper Adams area. We have Mayor Phil Wagner, and with him is Kelly Schaefer, the borough manager. So our topic today is going to be about the 250th anniversary events. You know, the 250th anniversary is an opportunity, and what we've seen from Upper Adams, it's become a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to bring people together and celebrate our culture, celebrate the here and now as well as the past. And I'm hoping that the efforts will also bring some opportunities for our communities to unite for future efforts. And Phil, Mayor, thank you for being here. Kelly, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So tell us about your efforts with the American 250th anniversary, Phil.
The this idea was germinated by the new borough manager, Kelly Schaefer, and we took off and everybody is running with it. There's 250th USA, 250th Pennsylvania, all over the place, but now there's the 250th Upper Adams Communities celebrating America's 250th. All these small rural communities coming together rather than just little here, little there, one great big deal. And we have so many wonderful sponsors. We tied it in with Flag Day ceremony. So it's oodles of fun, oodles of history, and oodles of solemnity when we do the annual flag burning, which normally is done on Sundays whenever Flag Day is. But the Legion, who was one of our diamond sponsors, along with the Upper Adams JCs and a third one? No.
Oakside Community
Park. And Oakside Community Park has put together just the most wonderful package of getting everybody involved. We have gotten so many wonderful team members for the different committees, and it takes a whole lot of committees to pull something like this off, that on Saturday, June the 13th, the parade will kick off in North Main Street, right at that school, and go straight down Main Street. The walkers will end up at the fire department with buses ready to take them back to where they're at, and the floats will continue on to Oakside, to where there will be, at 2 o'clock, there will be car show, tractor show, motorcycle show, cornhole tournament, pavilion, at least four different bands, I think, followed by the flag ceremony, I think it's at 4:30, and then that evening, fireworks, thanks to Mama's Pizza and a couple other donors. So it's a really big deal, and there's all kind of other family events that will go on at Oakside Park. That place is going to be overwhelmed, rightfully so, and we're really looking forward to good weather and a good time.
So this is definitely community-minded.
Oh, yes.
And more so than just Biglerville. Like you're saying, you're pulling people from different townships and boroughs have been invited to participate. As far south as New Oxford?
Yes. And in fact, one of the big businesses there, Conowaga Enterprises, was a platinum level sponsor. So there, you know, we have donors from all over Upper Adams area. Basically from Gettysburg, the top half of Upper Adams, we're really working to get all us small people that are more often than not just forgotten.
You're small communities, but when you look at the communities that you're talking about, they are very, very strong in spirit and values.
Yes.
I mean, most of the smaller communities in Adams County, you have family traditions are very, very important.
Yes.
You have community being very, very important. You have faith, spirituality as yes. being very, very important. And businesses are very, very important. They may not be large, but the component of that is the family, which I think sets community of Adams County apart. Because even when you look at Gettysburg, and we have visitors come in, the culture that we talked about that you have in Upper Adams, family, community, businesses, and people helping each other, that's people see that. That's what sets Gettysburg and the rest of the community apart. And this is a time on June the 13th to pull all this together. And you guys have done this.
We have. We're proud of it.
Yeah, we're working on it. And it's at first I was about beside myself, but you know, Kelly and Kelly Marie kept telling me, relax, it's all gonna start to come together. And then all of a sudden, like boom, the donors showed up, and boom, committee member, I'll be in charge of this. I'll help, but I'm not gonna be in charge. We got a great set of committee members mm-hmm. from all the different little rural community. Mm-hmm. And not to diminish, but you talk about the family values. We have Hispanics. Great.
You want to take a drink of water?
I run the Upper Adams Food Pantry. We have a few Hispanics, and it is just so nice that the community, almost sometimes I feel like they're overwhelming me with, here's a check, we want to drop this food off. And it's just, that's the community support you can't get most places.
Mm-hmm. The Hispanic community, we rely a lot on the Hispanic community.
Yes.
But Adams County has something that is very strong with the Hispanics. Community is important to them.
Yes.
Very, very important.
Family values, big time.
Family values. Same here as we spoke. Yeah. Faith is extremely important. As we spoke about the tradition here in Adams County, and community is extremely important to them, especially helping each other.
Yes.
Helping each other. And they're anxious to become part of the overall community also. And experiencing that, Phil,
yes.
is heartwarming.
Yes.
Yeah. And you said you help with the food pantry?
I run the Upper Adams Food Pantry.
For how many years have you done that?
Eight, nine.
It's been a while.
How have you seen that change?
Oh, my. One, it was a bad news story. A lady that was running it just all of a sudden decided that she wouldn't take checks anymore. She had to take cash, but it went to nothing. So when we moved down here, we went to the Methodist Church right across the street from where we live because my wife's Methodist, so I'm happily married. Mm-hmm. I'm brother. But we had $1,500 in the checking account. Now we have five figures. And it's like, I no longer advertise or beg. It's just, this is what I have three families that they don't want to give money. Each month they say, what do you need now? And then it shows up. Mm-hmm. We had one lady that wanted to donate laundry detergent, the big jugs, for Christmas. And she got so many comments back from me through the people that got it. She wanted to do it for Easter. So that's the kind of stuff that the community, you can't buy it. You cannot buy it. It's mm-hmm. the community support is there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it is really went crazy. It's just in a good way.
In your life, Phil, serving the community has always been a part mm-hmm. of your heart.
Mm-hmm. He's a servant.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to thank you for that. You make this place a great place to live. And you're giving us an opportunity to come together and celebrate that. Thank you. And Kelly here is your number one soldier, isn't she?
Yeah. I jokingly called at the first meeting, man, she's my command sergeant major.
Okay.
And all I said then, I just said, smile and wave, boys. Kelly will take care of it.
And that's what's happening.
Yeah. It's,
so what's it like working with Phil?
It's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. We work good together.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Don't forget Kelly Marie. She's number three.
Yeah.
So is there something about Phil that we don't know that we really...
I think you're figuring it out. He's pretty sentimental. Yeah. And he takes our town very to heart. Mm. He really does. I don't think a lot of people know how much he really is passionate about that town. But he is. He's very passionate, and he wants to deliver as much as he can. And sometimes he gets himself overwhelmed, and we have to tell him to back down a little bit, you know?
Uh-huh. But it's no, great. I served my country for 27 years, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he likes to.
And now I'm the big fish in the little pond.
What branch?
Army.
Army. And for 27 years, what was your duties when you...
Started out as armored cavalry. And then became logistics quartermaster. And then the Army, in their wisdom, decided to send me to Syracuse to get an MBA, so I was a controller. And my last assignment was with the Corps of Engineers headquarters in DC, where I got to manage a $12 billion budget, 34,000 people. And the joke was, my wife always managed our checkbook because I could never get it to balance.
But you made everything work.
Yes, so it was, I tell World War II vets, the ones that I crossed paths with, I served the best time after Vietnam, before this awful stuff to happen in the Middle East. I had a great career, and my wife helped make that.
Well, you are a local treasure. Mm. Yes, you are. And we appreciate you. So, Kelly. where are you from?
Bigelowville.
Are you originally from Bigelowville?
Yep, I went to Bigelowville High School, grew up in Bigelowville. I was born, my parents lived in the borough, and then they moved out to Butler Township. But I went to Bigelowville, and it was, when I was approached to come work at the borough, it was very rewarding. My grandfather served on the council, the authority, and I know he's smiling down at me. Uh-huh. He's proud that I'm serving the town that he once worked in too. So it's great. It's great to work in a town that I loved. I loved Bigelowville growing up.
Bigelowville's special. I mean, there's a lot mm-hmm. of tradition, yeah. a lot mm-hmm. of fraternity, more or less,
yeah.
there. Now, when you were growing up, were you in any type of organizations that served?
I was in the FFA.
Okay.
I was secretary of FFA. I was in the Girl Scouts for a little bit. And we did, you know, the brownie thing and served in the community and did things. And yeah, but I was pretty active with the FFA up the and Apple City.
You have a strong one, a strong FFA, don't you?
Oh, yeah. My ass.
Yeah, we're very involved.
Because agriculture, land is very, very part of everyone that lives in the Upper Adams. I mean, what a beautiful area. South Mountain Hills and then, you know, you have the rolling areas that come down. Very, very pretty.
It's a super strong FFA, but it's, again, it's a super strong community support. When they needed a new greenhouse, I and others were able to raise $190,000 in less than 90 days. And it got put up.
It can happen.
Yeah.
And it was a nice one.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really nice.
But the community, no questions asked. In most cases, it's like, can you give this? I said, no, we're going to give that more.
Okay.
More. Yep.
You know, they said to you, Phil, you're not asking for enough, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the people who give you money up there, they're full of pride.
Yes.
Also.
Yes.
I mean, and they see the importance of what you're asking for. And a lot of times, it benefits the youth. Benefits the youth.
Yeah.
So again, here goes the big parade, and here comes all these events at Oakside Community Park. It's just, once again, it's like once in a lifetime opportunity. Come on in and let's join, have fun, and God bless America.
Yeah.
It's a free event.
Yeah.
So talk about your experience with this, organizing. So you were part of the organization too?
So I go to the COG meetings because I'm the borough manager and the secretary treasurer for the Biglaville Borough. So I'm the representative on behalf of the Biglaville Borough to go to all the COG meetings. And so when the 250th really started getting talked about within the government officials of Adams County, you know, they were saying about, we would like each municipality somehow to get involved, you know, host an event, do something. So I pondered that. And I said to Mayor Phil, I was like, I have an idea I want to run by you. He's like, okay, what is that? And I said, I would like to do a 250th event, and I would like this to be an Upper Adams celebration where we're pulling together Arntsville Borough, Bennersville Borough, Biglaville Borough, and Butler and Manalan Township, which are all the municipalities of the Upper Adams School District, and we pull everybody together and we do a big 250th celebration. And I said, I think we should also incorporate with the Flag Day ceremony because it draws people. People look forward to that every year and contact the Legion, the JCs in Oakside Park, and see if they would want to be a part of this event as well. And he was like, well, I think that's a good idea. So this was over a year ago.
Yeah.
And so we started bouncing ideas off of each other, and I just started making things happen. I was like, we can't think about this too long because it takes a lot of organizing. And like he said, we have a great group of committee members who have committed, and who some of them I'm really good friends with, and they see my vision. They've seen my vision for a long time with different things that we've worked on in the past, and they know how I see it. And they've just helped deliver. I mean, we've all pulled together. And like I tell everybody, I don't want to take the credit for this because this takes a tribe of people to do. This doesn't happen with one village, it happens with multiple. And each municipality, they've provided us with, you know, representatives from those municipalities, you know, myself, my office assistant, Kelly Marie, she's really put time into this as well. And it's just coming together. And it's just amazing to see how communities can come together and pull stuff off like this, that we want to put this on for our people. And, you know, we want everybody to be involved. And I just think it's very rewarding to see that. I'm a humble person, so I don't want to take credit for coming up with the idea. We came up with the idea.
Well, you could have an idea, which is a great idea, but without others
exactly.
To move it forward,
It's nothing.
Now, some of our other mayors have also gotten involved. Arntsville, April Jones, very big.
Yeah.
Digging in the ground and helping out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mayor Nina Tipler in New York Springs has helped pull donors together for us.
Keep them going.
Yeah.
Any other mayors?
Well, Rita Freeling was talking with us, but then she got...
Mm-hmm.
No, she didn't get re-elected. Yeah.
Nobody jumped in her place yet to help yet?
No.
We haven't really contacted Gettysburg too much. I think that came up in conversation when she was willing to. But, you know, we're trying to keep it just up that way because Gettysburg does so much. And it's fantastic that they have that, you know. And, we're just kind of basing it up there with the Upper Adams and...
New Oxford.
Yeah, we've contacted New Oxford.
York Springs,
yeah.
For us to feel as if New Oxford is up there with you all is kind of uplifting.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
So this is Saturday, June the 13th. Well, 1 p.m. you're going to have your parade. This is going to be an unusual parade. This is going to be a large parade, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we're doing a kickoff. So the elected officials, which would be our three county commissioners, Mayor Phil, Doug Mastriano, Catherine Wallen, they're going to actually, we're going to cut a ribbon and we're going to start the event off at the beginning, like a kickoff at the beginning of our parade. So I'm looking really forward to that. We're going to have the national anthem. Kirsten Engelbert, who is a senior at Biglaville High School, she's going to sing the national anthem for us. And it's going to be a great kickoff to the whole day of events.
So you have the colonels that's going to lead the parade.
With our police chief, yeah.
With the police chief. There you go. To protect you guys.
Yeah, he's ahead of them, but yeah.
This is neat. So what are, in the parade, you have most of the fire companies participating?
As of right now, we have Orangeville that is committed with four pieces of apparatus. Biglaville is going to be committed. We also have floats from various different businesses that have pulled together and put floats. We have cars from the car show. They actually want to be in the parade. I think we're up to 18 or 19 cars.
Wow, that's going to be fun, isn't it?
We're going to have tractors in the parade. So it's definitely going to be it's going to be a once in a lifetime.
Could you imagine being at this parade with your grandkids or your children? I mean, what an awesome time that will be. And talk about community. Promoting the local fire companies. I know at one point the local fire companies was very instrumental to people volunteering and feeling part of the community. And a lot of times the local fire companies were the ones that had events for the community, you know. So you have other organizations like the Scouts participating or?
Yeah, so Boy Scouts, Troop 71, which is out of Biglaville, they're actually participating. I got confirmation from them. And we had a donor who donated 250 small handheld flags. So the Boy Scout troop is going to hand them out to the parade spectators along the parade route. So they're going to be participating in that way. So yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Speaking of flags, the Upper Adams Lions Club donated $1,700. There will be flags along Main Street everywhere there's a street light. They're going to go up April 25th.
So now you're talking about the atmosphere.
Yes.
The atmosphere is going to be uplifting.
Yes.
And special.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Now, all this is going to happen. Those people who are walking, you have transportation at the end, but then the floats continue to go to Oak Park.
Oakside, yes.
Oakside Park. And Oakside Park is a testimonial of your community also.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what a great place to be. And you're going to have music there?
We are. Yep, so our live band kicks off at 2 p.m., and we have Faith Noel, we have Austin Rife, the Brahmin Noodles, and the Willies. So we have four different live entertainment sets that are going to happen, and that'll lead us up to our grand finale with the fireworks. But between there, there's a lot of different things happening, a lot of dynamics going on out at Oakside. So
now these groups, they're somewhat local?
They are.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that adds to the sense of community also. Mm-hmm. So you have, you know, instead of all of our smaller communities trying to do something on their own, you're pulling us all together, which is tremendous in itself, to do something much grander.
Bigger.
So, you know, you go to the parade, then you go to Oakside, and there's definitely going to be food.
Food trucks. Yes.
Oh, yeah. We have 12 food truck vendors set up right now. We have some alcohol vendors as well, Thirsty Farmer for sure. And we have three other ones that are on the fence. They're probably going to participate, I would think. And then we have the car and tractor show. The floats that from the parade are actually going to be at Oakside Park. And we're going to have boxes set up in front of the floats for the community to vote with money. So whoever has the most money for that float and all the proceeds of that goes back to a nonprofit in the Upper Adams community.
Wow.
So we'll award that float with a gift certificate of some sort. But yeah, that was, so they'll all get judged and Yeah.
And so, there's also another activity during that day at Oakside, Step Up for History, a 250K walk that's going to be done.
Okay, and that is also a fundraiser of sorts, or is it just...
No, it's just a step up to history. It's just to get people involved and get them active and think about their health. And
And the culture of this whole area. I mean, in 1776, this area was a lot different than what it is now. Mm-hmm. I mean, prior to that, in the early 1700s, this was the frontier. And I think when you look at the 250th, the upper items had settlers around the early 1700s. And what brought them there was the mountains.
And the ground.
The ground.
Yep.
The water. Just a great atmosphere. I mean, it was common for the Indians at that time to go there and hunt, mm-hmm. from my understanding. And when you look at the culture of this area, especially Upper Adams, where were the people originally from? Irish?
Irish, Scottish.
I think there's some German.
Oh yeah, German, Wagner, mm-hmm. and
Pennsylvania
Dutch.
And a lot of them were pretty tough settlers.
Yes.
You know, and very much in agriculture, just
yes.
like it is still. I mean,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
You guys are tough, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
I mean, look at you. To be able to pull this together just shows a lot of determination and vision. So this is gonna be an all day event. Well, from the afternoon on.
The night.
Till the night. And there's gonna be a lot of food to eat. There's gonna be music. For our youth, is there anything special for our younger kids?
So there's gonna be family fun activities. So with that, the Upper Adams JCs is actually doing that. So they're gonna have, I think they were working on like a dunk tank. They're working on possibly a petting zoo. They're gonna have snow cones, making snow cones. They're gonna have games, maybe like dime pitch, that kind of thing. So there is gonna be some family fun activities happening in an area for just the families.
So let's say that you're a community member and you wanted to bring your family, but you wanna bring your extended family. Will there be possibilities for people to have their own little picnic within the larger picnic? Or is all of Oakside gonna be pretty much taken up?
It's pretty much gonna be taken up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just considering, you know.
But they can come to the event. Bring your chairs,
mm-hmm.
stage it. We're gonna have plenty of variety of food trucks there, all sorts.
And music pretty much all afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Starting at 2 p.m. Yeah, it's going to be live entertainment. So, and the car and tractor show, we're going to be judging, you know, the cars, and that'll be announced. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, so very exciting.
What was your biggest surprise going through this whole adventure?
I think the biggest surprise was just how many people actually wanted to get involved to help me. And I think. You know, it just is heartwarming to know that many people are as passionate as I am about something like this and just make it happen. You know, it just, yeah.
Yeah, Kelly's got a note here. We are incredibly grateful for the endless support from our sponsors. All this that we've talked about would not be possible without the generosity and commitment from our community.
It's true.
And people just came forth.
Mm-hmm.
When they heard about this is awesome. That shows a lot of belief in both of you, you know, for people to come forward and say, you know, this is not only a great idea, but the leadership in it and making this happen is trusted. So is it too late for people to get involved?
Oh, no.
No, not at all. No. If you want to get involved, you can visit our website, biglaville.us, for the Biglaville Borough. And there's ways there that you can volunteer if you want to be a vendor, craft vendor, food truck, there's ways that, to get involved with it. If you want to have a float in the parade, if you want to march in the parade, there's ways that you can be involved in the event. And we're happy to entertain and listen to what you have and how you want to participate. Car show, if you want to be in the car show. The registration form is on the website. Follow us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. And follow us on Facebook. We constantly are adding things to it, refreshing it. So, yeah, definitely. We want everybody to be a part if they can be.
Yeah, this is not just Bignerville. It's the whole Upper Adams community. Mm-hmm. And it's never too late. Come join.
So if somebody was in another part of Adams County, they still can participate. We're not going to...
Oh, yeah. We're not prejudiced at all.
Right.
No.
We're not prejudiced. They could donate money.
Absolutely.
They can volunteer.
And all the extra proceeds from this event is going to Upper Adams nonprofit. So any money that is left from, you know, all the expenditures, we are going to give back to the community. And it's going to be Upper Adams community nonprofits, but all the proceeds will be... divvied. Maybe one, it may be five. Mm-hmm. That's determined by the committee. So,
okay. So, if you have an idea of what your group can do to make this a better event or just to participate in the vision that we presented to you, it might be that your organization wants to promote yourself by doing a float or just celebrate the community by doing a float. Or walking in the parade, you know. Please get on the website again, which is? Yeah.
Bignerville.us.
Bignerville.us. Phil, is there anything we did not talk about that we need to bring to light?
Now, I think we've covered just about all the good news. The only thing I would say in closing is, this is not just Bignerville. This is Upper Adams. This is Adams County. We just happen to have the idea to pull all of us together and make it happen.
Cool. Kelly, would you like to say anything in closing?
I don't think so. I just want to, like I said, I'm very grateful to everybody who has been a part of this, who continues to support it, and the sponsors that we have obtained, and I just appreciate everybody's efforts. And I hope everybody finds the fun in this that we are in planning it.
Mm-hmm. Any names you want to mention?
I don't think
so. We're a team.
I don't want to single anybody out because it's been a tribe. It's been a team of us, and we've all really contributed to this event.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have merchandise for sale, so please, purchase your shirts with our logo. We have an Upper Adams shirt that's been created that's pretty cool. It's got all the then and now.
I do.
Well, that's not the then and now
I
shirt.
I know, but then
yeah.
And now.
But a then and now shirt, which has a lot of the businesses that were there and some that are still there on the back of it. So check out our merchandise, and we're going to have some competition that day with some cornhole and a silent auction. So if anybody has anything that's Americana themed that they want to enter into the silent auction, that money also is proceeds to the nonprofit that we're going to donate. So, yeah.
I'm assuming that if somebody has a business and they have a service or an item that they want to be auctioned off, you'd accept that?
Yeah, just bring it to the Bignerville Borough office and we'll take it there, and yeah.
You know, if you have any doubt in your mind about how wonderful this area, Adams County, is, in our culture and our values, we just spent time with two of some of our most wonderful individuals.
Thank you.
In our county. And they're not alone.
Yeah.
But you have individuals who come up with ideas and surround themselves with wonderful people who can share the vision. And then reach out and provide the opportunity for the community to get involved. What a great example of our culture. You two are a great, you and your team.
that you, yeah.
Yeah.
What a great time this is going to be to celebrate Adams County. It is June the 13th, Saturday, 1 o'clock, a chance for you and your family. Think about your kids. Come out, celebrate your community. Watch your community walk down the street, people who are serving. Also, then you go to Oakside Park and you have the time of your life. So please, if you would like to volunteer, get on the website, which is biglerville.us. If you want to volunteer, give money, please do that. And I can't, Phil, you're right. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity, but I hope there's another chance for our community to get together in the future like you two are bringing. Mm-hmm. And I hope it's not 50 years from now. I hope it's not 25 years from now. I mean, I hope that this becomes the example of what coming together as a community to solve an issue, but this is to celebrate each other. What a great, thank you guys so much for coming in and sharing with us what you guys are doing.
And thank you, Community
thank you.
Media, for having us.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Raymond.
It wouldn't surprise me if we show up at the parade. It wouldn't surprise me at all. So until we have awesome people like we have today, you know, sharing with you what they're doing to make our community a better place. Thank you for watching us. And remember, you are the best. Stay healthy.